Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 20th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm good, man. It's a nice morning. It sounds like you're doing better, so that makes me happy, too.
It may sound that way. Didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I was up late watching these feeds.
Oh, they were too good, man. It's worth the illness. I'll say that.
Yeah. It's bad timing for great feeds, but you know, I'll take them.
Yeah, you're sick. Brent was on a date. It was just not good for anybody involved.
Yes, we are here to talk about everything that went down on the Big Brother Canada 6 live feeds yesterday. And despite the fact that they were down for most of the day because it was an eviction day, we got some action for you from last night. Oh boy, I told you if Johnny stays, it's gonna be crazy, and it was crazy. So stay tuned, we got some great stuff for you. We start the day off before the eviction. We told you yesterday that Ryan had been tipped off by Paris that he was in trouble, so Ryan is going to be going around in the morning asking people about their vote. And this is going to be important in terms of jury management. Ryan was very annoyed. And when he says on his way out of the house during the eviction episode, own your lies, I believe this is what he's referring to, that nobody was willing to tell him that he was going to be leaving the house. So he asks Will, and Will is just feeding him a bunch of BS. We'll get some people in a room and blah, blah, blah. And he's very mad at Will that he's giving him the runaround. Maddie tells him straight up, I am voting you out no matter what. That's just the way it's going. He asks Liv, and Liv lies straight to his face. No, I'm voting to keep you. And she later says, screw jury management. I don't care. He talks to Paris, and Paris is like, they're all lying to you, dude. They're all voting you out. And he's very mad about that. And then he has one more conversation with Johnny. It's very reminiscent of the conversation that they had last week before Ryan was supposed to leave, where Johnny is like, I wish I could tell you more, man, but I mean, you saw what happened. You might be coming back at some point. I can't reveal all my secrets quite yet. So that's where Ryan stood at the end of the feeds before the eviction.
Yeah. And while we will miss Ryan, I got to say, I said it yesterday, I'll say it again. He kind of brought this on himself. He did kind of lay down and let things be the way they were until the very last second, and at that point it was kind of too late. With the problem with Ryan is that he doesn't pose as much of a threat to anybody, even though he's going to be a juror, to the point where people were very comfortable just lying to his face. And you saw Paris being the one person who, you know, was honest. I mean, Maddie did admit she was doing it too, but Paris tells him that, you know, they're lying to you. Paris was emotional about it. Paris clearly had built this relationship with Ryan to the point where she felt bad for him. I feel like Paris might be the only person in the house who saw the edit that we saw for Ryan last week. So the emotions were still high a little bit there. I'm still feeling optimistic. Hopefully Ryan comes out of this house and isn't a bitter Betty and is going to make the right choice at the end. It seems like that's where his mind is at. It seems like he thinks Johnny's playing the best, which I know, you know, I think he's making the right call there. So, you know, take care, Ryan. We will see you probably never.
Yeah,
finale. We'll see you finale.
I will be seeing Ryan. Well, maybe not seeing him, but I'll be speaking to Ryan later today. I got some jury. I'm going to be asking him. What's your jury plan here? I got some questions approved, so it'll be very interesting to see where Ryan stands, who he is leaning towards in terms of who he would want to vote for, and all of that great stuff. So make sure you tune in. Our exit interview will be up on the same feed that you get in this, or Rob has a website, or wherever you want to find it. That'll be up later today. If you're listening, today, April 20th, then it's probably up by now. I don't know. Who knows? I talked to him at around 1, so a couple hours after that. All right. So Ryan is evicted unanimously during the eviction episode. As I mentioned, he tells everyone, own your lies. That's his message. That's his message to the house. And that's what he'll be looking for. I imagine when I ask him, what's your jury philosophy? He's going to be like, if they've owned their lies, Taryn, I told you already. We'll just have to see. And then they start this endurance competition at the end of the episode. We don't get to see any of it, of course.
Nope.
It was, there were these tweets about the, I don't remember what country it was. There was some foreign country's Brazil. Big brother. Brazil's yeah. Big Brother that had an endurance competition that lasted 40 something hours. Trevor Boris had retweeted it hold my beer. I'm going to compete with this. You don't get to say that if we don't even get to watch this on the feeds. All right. So this endurance competition goes on. Apparently it came down to, Johnny, Paris and Will, and Paris did not want to win, eventually made some kind of a deal and dropped, and Johnny ends up winning this HOH, Puya.
Yeah. From the bottom to the top for Johnny. Truly, he was able to play his game, keep himself in, and now he's literally sitting on the throne. And looking down at all these people who at one point or another in the last 2 weeks have plotted against them. So as you would expect, the feeds were explosive when they came on last night. Absolutely explosive.
Yes. And it's a tricky spot here. We talked about this last night on the recap. Johnny obviously doesn't know for a fact that there's going to be a triple next week. He even said during a lot of the talks, I'm so sick of hearing the word triple. I hate that we keep talking about it and we don't even know if it's going to happen or not. So obviously it's a tough spot. Like I said, he's spinning all of these plates in the air and they are inevitably going to come crashing down as we saw as soon as he won the HOH. So better to be in a position of power where he can rebuild than to intentionally throw an HOH and put yourself back in danger when you just pulled yourself out of it in a very risky way. All in the name of preparing for a twist that may or may not be coming. I do think that it was probably the right call to win this. Even though ultimately knowing what we know, it probably wasn't, unfortunately the best possible move for him knowing all of the information. He's gonna press forward and prepare for a potential triple if it's in the works, regardless, because that's all he can do at this point.
Yeah, and honestly, it's typically we say, not to win too many comps. At this point, Johnny's been ousted as the comp guy. At this point, Johnny barely was able to turn it around within a span of 48, 72 hours. So he has no choice but to go for the safety, especially now that the perpetual pawn is gone and you're in the middle of these two bigger alliances, or three alliances, if you will. You're a very easy out if someone doesn't want to take too big of a shot and go completely crazy. It's very easy to just throw you back up on there. So I think he made the right call. Obviously, it's kind of frustrating to find out we are actually getting the triple, because it's kind of like when a couple, about a year and a half ago, when all the conversation always was, well, there's a battle back. There's a returning player. We got to be careful. Now that's the triple for Canada. So now that this is happening, I think for seasons to come, this speculation is not going to end. It's always going to be a part of gameplay. People are always going to be talking about it. And it's just poor Johnny. You know, he had to do this. He had to win, but it comes at like, couldn't have come at a worse time because now he's in the Kevin Martin spot of, I think he has to win that veto next week to be safe. But also at the same time, I that's what I thought before I watched the feeds last night. So I feel like there is a lot of outs for him after the quote unquote house meeting that went down.
Yes. I mean, I talked about it last night that it was hard to figure out like what is the best move for Johnny here. And I was even tweeting that out. Like it's a tough spot. It's hard to figure out like what does he do? Man, kudos to Johnny because I think he found it. I think he found his best way forward. Now it's just a matter of executing in the proper way. Feeds come back. Johnny is HOH and Dayla is talking to him. Dayla is saying, Kayla's telling him, look, everybody wanted you to go. She's trying to be like, don't put this on me just because we targeted you. Everybody was coming after you, I promise you. And Johnny's like, were they though? Like what's going on here? Because they were telling me that they were keeping me. Everybody, I think, was already on board by the time you approached me. And so they're like, oh, we got to clear this up. They call everyone to the HOH room very quickly after the feeds come back. We've got a big house meeting in the HOH room, Puya.
Yeah. And this is pretty much where all the fun begins. I want to say that I think this is the first instance in the entire season that I found Kayla to be a little insufferable. I understand that she was the, you know, her and Derek have been the outgoing HOH after 2 weeks of rain. So they're obviously sweating bullets thinking, well, it's just going to shoot back right at us. We had him put up. So she wants to make it clear that, listen, it was not just us. There were other people and we wanted to keep you. It was not our call. And obviously we all know that they were pretty much the last two people to be put on this plan because everything solidified by Wednesday, by Tuesday. And then Wednesday was the day where they're like, okay, let's get these two on board and kind of like make sure it's all good and set and good. So then they aggressively, you know, push for like house meeting. Let's do this. So everyone gathers. And as you would expect, heads fly off and accusations start flying all over the room. So let's cover that.
Yes. So everyone comes in and Ali and Liv start out like, well, hey, look, like we flipped 2 days ago. We were on the fence until then. And they get into this argument about like who flipped and when was it and who was on board at what time. And Derek starts saying, oh, well, Maddie was on board with me all week long. She was telling me she would vote however I wanted. And Maddie's like, whoa, that is not true. I said that I would want to build trust with you by, you know, figuring out blah, 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 blah. And so they're arguing about that. And then Derek is like, well, Paris is the one that wanted you to stay the least, Johnny. Paris was scared about you staying. Paris is like blah, 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 blah. It's Paris's fault. It's the accusations are flying, as you said.
Yeah. And it obviously shoots off. I feel like at the core of all of it, it was Derek and Kayla, because I think they felt that they were in this position of literally it's us. So we got to just push it towards as many corners as we can. And that is what they should have done. The mistake I feel like they made was, as you just brought up, they completely started moving this and directly pointing it at Paris and just completely trying to throw as much as they could towards Paris. Paris was the last person on board. Paris was the one most vocal about getting rid of you. Paris did not trust you. Paris told us that you're coming after us. Literally Paris, anything they could to get it on Paris. And this does not sit well with Paris, as you would imagine, especially in a house meeting setting where every person is sitting there and Paris is catching all this heat.
Yes. Meanwhile, Johnny is just sitting back and like, oh, this is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so Kayla's like, look, every single person in this room told me that they were still coming after Johnny this week, even if he stayed. And Derek is like, yeah. And Johnny, well, like who? Like, what are you talking about? And Derek is like, oh, you want me to name names? Will. Will told me that he was still coming after you. They're just like, names are flying out. All the secrets are being exposed. Allie's like, yeah, I mean, sure. I said I was coming after you, but that was part of my campaign. That was part of my campaign to keep you. And Paris is like, I didn't say it. I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything about coming after you. Derek and Paris, Derek and Kayla, what are you talking about? You were the one that threw him under the bus to us in the first place. Weeks ago, you were the one that said you confirmed that Johnny was one of the ringleaders that trying to get us out. And Paris is like, what? No, 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 no. I blamed Ryan. What are you talking about? And then Paris and Kayla, they get into a big argument.
Yeah. If you thought Kayla was being fiery, you have not watched Paris get fiery back at Kayla with the hand claps and the conversation and the accusations and the calling out. It was pretty intense. And it's a shame that all those beers went to waste for Derek with Will, because he obviously burns all the bridges by bringing that up. Will gets to use the DR leak that he had a day ago by having the exact same reaction and running outside to go to the backyard. Doesn't want any part of this anymore. And it gets to that point where, like, now everyone has kind of yelled out. They've all named names, or they've all avoided naming names, and just started like making sure that they're not the only people being blamed. And now everyone kind of wants that one-on-one with Johnny. So Kayla says, I want to talk to you. And then Paris says, I want to stay in for that conversation. And Kayla's like, no, you can leave. I'll have my piece, and then you come in after. And that's obviously when they start clapping back at each other and all that good stuff. And then the first people to get the one-on-one after this house meeting is obviously Kayla and then Derek short after.
Yeah, and Paris versus Kayla was very very entertaining. Kayla is essentially like, because what happened was during Kayla's HOH reign, if you don't remember, is that Paris initially came and talked to Kayla and was in her typical throw everyone under the bus mode and did in fact confirm what Ryan said, that it was Johnny and Maddie that were coming out, that were rounding up votes to come after Kayla, and then. Afterward, Maddie cried to her. She regretted it and went back and then changed her tune and said, no, it wasn't them. It was Ryan. So Paris is ignoring the first conversation and only talking about the second conversation. No, no, no. I blamed it all on Ryan. I got you to switch to Ryan, remember? And Kayla is ignoring the second conversation and only focusing on the first conversation. What are you talking about? You confirmed to me that it was Johnny and Maddie. That's what you said. I don't know. Why are you denying it? So they're both technically correct and also lying at the same time in this conversation, as is what usually happens with these kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. The power of omission. One person looks at one side, one person looks at the other, and it goes round and round with a lot of rage.
Yes. So Kayla eventually gets Johnny alone. But in the meantime, now that everyone is out of this house meeting, Allie, Liv, and Will are having a conversation, and Allie says, oh man, I'm regretting keeping Johnny in this house. This is a mess. Oh my. Allie already having buyer's remorse.
Yeah, and Allie just does not understand when to speak and when to omit. I feel like you're clearly, like, you have a certain thing in mind. You have a certain group of people you want to work with, right? It's her and Olivia, and they want to keep Derek and Kayla at the moment. I feel like she still considers them kind of a meat shield, especially in this condition. So why speak about this in front of Will? Like, I know, and like, that's the thing with Allie. I think she speaks first thing second sometimes, because they come out of this house meeting fresh. She's frustrated. She goes to the backyard to, you know, cool off a little bit. Will's there, and she says this in front of Will, and then Will, smart enough, takes this back to back to Johnny at the end of the night when Will gets his chance to get in that room. But no, Allie definitely already having buyer's remorse. And it's pretty funny to see, considering that she was so proud of herself for, you know, architecting this move and feeling so good about herself. She's the first person to regret it already.
Yeah, and I love people arguing about like whose move was it really, like who really started the move to save Johnny, and Will is like, I was on board from the get go, and Allie's like, I convinced everyone, and it's great stuff. So Kayla has this one on one with Johnny, and she's like, all right, you know what? Screw it. Let me just tell you. You want to know the truth? It was also Allie and Liv. Allie and Liv threw you under the bus to me. They were the ones telling me frequently that you and Erica were coming for me and Derek, and that's why we put Erica up on the block and sent her home. That's why we put you on the block. That's why when you came to us and proposed things, and we were asking you questions about like how much you threw us under the bus, we knew you were lying because they had told us how much you were. And Johnny is like, whoa, this is information. So what Allie and Liv told me is that you threatened them and said that if they didn't vote Erica out, that you would put them on the block. Is that true? And she said, no, they knew beforehand. And really, really throwing Allie and Liv right under that bus. All the information is coming out. It's like a big, big dam has been broken, and it's all crashing down.
Yeah, they're just completely pushing them down there. I think the problem with this, though, Taryn, which we'll get to once Allie and Olivia get in that room and join the two, is that Kayla really made it seem like, oh, I don't want to name names. I don't want to like sewer, which is the word of the season, sewer my game by telling people, by telling you all these names. And then I'm clearly alone and I'm going to go. And all the votes are on me this week. And then she starts. Obviously, she doesn't. That's not her final judgment. She brings up Allie and Olivia. She brings up Paris. She brings up Will. So it keeps going and going. The problem being, she says all these things. And then obviously, Johnny goes, well, let's bring him in. Let's bring the people in. So those two come back in. And now it's very obvious that she is not speaking as confidently as she was earlier. Now she's kind of holding back. She's kind of making it seem like, oh, they were kind of naive, or just trying to protect them. It, subtly enough, that obviously Johnny is the smartest person for the social cues. He picks this stuff right up. So whatever she could have done with that information, while it did seem like it was effective initially, quickly just diffused and became nothing.
Yes. And so what Johnny does is he pulls Allie and Liv in. So it's Dayla and Allie and Liv. And he's just like, let's just clear this up, guys. as you said, Kayla, she backs down a bit. She's like, well, you know, they were just giving me a heads up. And they kept saying this, like, oh, they weren't betraying you or throwing you under the bus. They were just giving us a heads up. A heads up meaning like a heads up that sends Erica home and almost sends Johnny home. You mean like throwing somebody under the bus? Like there's no difference between a heads up and revealing the most important information possible that would put you in danger. If that's a heads up, then that is also being thrown under the bus. Very importantly, Allie really tries to control this conversation in a very obvious way, where like she will literally interrupt people and be like, well, I think what they're trying to say is this thing that fits the narrative that I'm trying to push. Johnny was very good, as they're mentioning in the chat, Johnny was very good at quickly just like, he'd throw questions to people like Derek, like, so Derek, you weren't putting them up in the triple, right? Because this has been their lie for so long. Is Dayla is going to keep Allie and Liv safe until the triple, but they're planning on nominating them in the triple. So Johnny will like quickly go to Derek, like, so you really weren't ever going to put them up in the triple? And Derek is like, nah, you're right. And then Allie's like, Derek, you don't have to lie in front of us. We know that you were going to put us up in the triple, like trying to correct the mistake that Derek just made. And like, just, it's so obvious. And it's so obvious that it's Allie that's directing all of it. And Johnny is very, very, very much going to pay attention to that. Allie and Liv do admit that that they were they did give Dela a heads up about the whole thing, and a lot of information comes out, and Ali says the only reason I gave them a heads up was because I heard that you were not trusting me, and I heard that from Liv, and that was from during Erica's HOH, and then she says she also heard it during Kayla's HOH from people that she doesn't want to throw under the bus, that she's not going to reveal her source. And Johnny says that's impossible because I didn't say it to anybody else during that week. It was squashed after the Erica HOH week. And so what's happening here is, if you remember again, back to when Allie and Liv wanted Kayla to test Johnny when Johnny had the veto to see if Johnny would throw them under the bus, and he didn't. And then Kayla lied and said that he did. Allie is now saying that was her source. That was why she was continuing to throw Johnny under the bus, but she refuses to reveal that source. And it becomes clear that that these two pairs are not willing to throw each other under the bus, at least in front of each other, and for the most part at all. They're kind of protecting each other in some different ways. And that's when the light bulb went off in my head. And I don't know if Johnny had planned this before or if the light bulb also went off in his head. I can just pin these guys as a foursome. Because basically what happened was, when Johnny was nominated last week, the house was kind of split in two. It was Allie and Liv versus Paris, Maddie, and Will for the loyalty of Dela. Dela was in between the two pairs or the two groups, and they were fighting for the loyalty of Dela, because if they won the loyalty of Dela, then great. Then they can face off against the other group and they'll have this big meat shield in front of them. So it was kind of like two sides of the house, and it was impossible for Johnny to stay in those circumstances. So what Johnny had to do in order to stay was he needed to separate and split up all of the groups to make it from two sides into three sides. He had to get Allie and Liv and Paris, Maddie, and Will to separately not trust Dela and expose Dela for playing both sides, and then also still not trust each other, but still come together to vote to keep him. So he split the group into three parts, or the house into three parts. So now that it's in three parts and he's HOH and there's a triple coming, it's impossible, as we mentioned, for him to be safe in the triple. He will need to win the veto, because if there's three groups, then if he takes a shot at one of them, then he's eliminated one group, and there's still not enough people in the house. Say he takes a shot at Dela, right? Then one of Dela is gone, and Allie and Liv don't need to take a shot at them anymore. And they don't need to take out two of Paris, Maddie, Will, because they're not great at competitions. They might as well take out Johnny along with one of Paris, Maddie, Will. And Paris, Maddie, Will don't need to take out both of Allie and Liv, or they can take out one of Dela or whatever they want, but they could also take out Johnny, because why not? So yeah. What he needs to do is combine the house back up. He needs to reform the two sides of the house and make it so that there is a big enough threat with enough people that in a triple eviction, all of them need to go up on the block and two of them need to go home. So what Johnny is trying to do now is he's saying Allie, Liv, and Derek and Kayla, they are a foursome, and that four is against my four, which he is saying Paris, Maddie, Will, we're a four, and we're against that four. And he's going to take out the biggest competitor on that side and leave a strong three that this four still needs to contend with, because if they don't, then they're in trouble. And that's brilliant. I think that's exactly what he needs to do. It's obviously not foolproof. He's still in a lot of danger for the triple. But I think this is when that crystallized in his mind, if not before this, and he got to it first, before I thought of it.
Yeah, no, and that is actually, as you said, a brilliant plan by him, because for him, these four, through their own faults of not being able to back up what they were saying in private, have made it obvious that they're close, that they're going to be working together, that they have a common goal set, and Allie's not willing to, mention Kayla's name. Kayla completely backtracks when they walk in. So by grouping these four together, and then joining with the other side, true, albeit weaker competitors, he would still rather, because if you are thinking about it, you are going from an 8 to a 5. Do you really want to be in the 5 where, like, you've got the endurance person there, you've got the guy who did the question, who's been studying relatively decently, who's been capable of winning those competitions? Do you really want to be with that side, or do you want to be with the side that you can potentially beat? That's one thing. Another thing is, do you want to be the 5th person on a 4-person group? You know, like, I think he knows he'd be the odd man out there as well. So all of these factors combined, I think he's realized where he needs to go. And I think he has decided who he wants out for sure. And now it's just a matter of convincing the side that he wants to work with to get rid of the person he wants over the more, arguably the more juicy slash obvious pick or target. And just quickly, for anyone who wants to go, who's going to be looking at watching the feeds later or going back, look out for the one sentence that stood out to me on a personal level was when Johnny said, so would you guys say that Derek had a hand in keeping me? Yes. And then Ali's like, honestly, no. And Derek's like, but I helped though.
Yeah. It was great. I made a tweet about it. Derek had like a puppy dog face. Like it was real. Like I have the exact quote. Do you think Derek's persuasion kept me in the house this week? Ali goes, I'm sorry. No. Like very dismissively. Like sorry, not sorry. Nah, you had nothing to do with it. Yeah. And the camera. I think it was camera 2. Was right on Derek's face. He was just like, I helped though, right?
Give me some credit. I tried.
So yes, that was wonderful. Johnny also points out at one point, like the way, because what was happening was, in all of this confusion, Kayla and Ali, they kept talking about like, well, we still have a lot of trust in each other, and Johnny's like, if you guys have a lot of trust in each other and you guys have been working with each other, then, and I take out somebody from Paris, Maddie, Will, then if it comes down to a triple next week, you guys are putting me on the block. You're not putting each other on the block. You can only put 2 of them on the block, which means there's one more person that you need to put on the block. That's me, is it not? They don't have an answer for that, right? Like, they're like, well, no, not necessarily. Well, we wouldn't put you on the block. Of course not. I mean, it's clear that he cannot allow these 4 to continue to have the trust that they do. And he does a good job of getting them to be annoyed with each other. And he's going to continue to try to split them up. When I say that Johnny is splitting the house into 2 and that he's choosing the Paris, Maddie, Will side, that is not forever. Johnny is also still working on piecing together the remains of the other side of the house in the event that that the triple happens and he survives. He is not going to run down to the final 4 with Paris, Maddie, and Will. I can almost guarantee that, if he has the option, of course. So that's part of the work he's doing here as well. Then they break it up. They're all good with this this debate, this conversation. And Paris finally gets a chance to talk to Johnny. She keeps coming in like, can we talk to you? Paris is pissed at Kayla. She's like, look, everything Kayla was saying, blah blah blah, she's a liar, blah blah blah. And Johnny says, okay, yeah, Derek and Kayla, they were throwing you under the bus, you know, and he makes sure to be clear to Paris. Derek is doing this too, because Paris keeps saying Kayla, 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 Kayla. Mm. And Johnny's like, well, Derek too. Derek is doing this as well, because obviously Johnny's plan is, and he tells this to Paris, Derek is a much bigger competition threat, especially if we think about the triple. Kayla is bad at questions. Derek can win questions. Derek is also more physical in the kind of competition that the veto competition is likely to be, a running back and forth kind of thing. Derek is probably better at that. So Derek is a bigger threat for the triple. We need to be careful of that. So he's trying to get it in Paris's head that, like, this is not all Kayla. This is also Derek. Derek is just as bad as Kayla. If they both agree and think the same things, then it's worth getting both of them out. And Paris is, you know, she's like, oh, yeah, sure. Meanwhile, Kayla. So this is going to be Johnny's challenge. Obviously, I laid out sort of like the plan that he would like to do, which is, and he does this. He's saying they were so clearly in an alliance together. They are so clearly protecting each other. He's trying to pin Paris, Maddie, Will against, Olivia, Ali, and Dayla. And he's trying to make sure that Derek is the one that leaves because that gives him the best chances of winning in the triple if he needs to. So the tricky part is that he needs to be able to hold this structure in place for a whole week. And he needs to take out Derek over Kayla, which is going to be difficult because Paris and Will want Kayla to go over Derek. So those are his challenges right now, are preventing the two sides from intermingling too much before the triple and making sure that Derek leaves to give him the best chance of winning in the triple. And that will be what we're looking out for over the course of the week, unless something major changes.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, as Derek's his choice, obviously it's a hard plan to put together because Paris is fired up. Kayla is not backing down. So I would say maybe the first move is once Kayla's got some kind of composure, once he nominates them, I could definitely see Johnny, you know, being like, listen, like, you need to calm down. I want you to stay. I want, like, if I'm picking between you two, Johnny's, Derek's the one I want gone. So, which is the correct call, honestly. Because if it, a triple scenario, there's no endurance type competition where Kayla's going to come in handy. Derek has shown that he's good with these quick veto comps. He's good with the questions. It's a win-win for him. He needs to maybe even like talk to Paris. Like, he needs to let him cool off. He already started the steps last night. He talked to Maddie about it. He said, listen, like, if I wanted Derek gone amongst these two, would you do it? And Maddie said, yeah, but I am not pushing Paris. Like, I am not, I'm not going to argue with Paris. So I'll do what you need done, but I won't. And then again, we go back to Will, and Will had a similar situation where Will was like, I think if we get rid of Kayla, Derek will work with us. It's like, no, Will, you've had one too many beers with him. That is not going to happen. So he has his work cut out for him because he wants this specific person gone. And typically I would be like, you know, it's just get someone off from that side. It's fine. But for Johnny specifically, he needs Derek gone because for Johnny specifically, he needs to make sure that he gives as good a chance to his side to win. And I think keeping Derek is the exact person, exact mistake that would cause that. And honestly, the way this is being written right now, Taryn, it's a big challenge for Johnny. So if he does fail, we could see it happen. We could see Kayla go home, triple happens, Derek wins the triple, and then puts up Johnny, Paris, and Maddie. And that could be the scenario. So Johnny's got the right call. He's definitely read the situation correctly. And now it's just a matter of, can he execute shifting from Kayla to Derek for the house to get rid of?
Yes. So, and also, like, despite the fact that Paris stood her ground in all of these confrontations, I think if Johnny didn't already know, which I think he kind of did, Johnny is very aware of how much Paris has been doing at this point. Johnny yeah. very much does not want Paris in the Paris Maddie Will group. He needs her for now. Yeah. But if Johnny survives the triple, I guarantee you Paris is his number one target. So he is definitely cautious about her at this point. So Johnny then talks to Will one-on-one. Will gives Johnny the heads up that, hey, Allie was telling me that she regretted keeping you. And Johnny's like, okay, thank you. Johnny talks about Derek and how he threw Will under the bus. Essentially, like, again, trying to be like, you know, Derek, he's not as cool with you as you think. he says, yes, I'm going to put up Dayla. I think Derek should be the target. He's the bigger threat, so on and so forth. As you mentioned, Will says, well, I think we can pull in Derek if Kayla leaves. And Johnny's like, no, we can't. Because I think Johnny knows, yeah, they probably could, but that's the last thing that Johnny wants, right? Because if Will is able to pull Derek in, then they don't need Johnny anymore, which is terrible for Johnny. So yeah. Johnny, this is giving Johnny even more incentive to cut Derek off, because Kayla will never work, or at least at the moment will never work with Paris, Maddie, and Will. So it's a lot more likely to work out in Johnny's favor if he's able to take Derek out, and plus the fact that, as we've mentioned, he's the bigger competition threat. So that's what Johnny is pushing here with Will. But again, Will's mindset is like, it's better, because it's way better for Will's game to keep Derek in the house. So this is going to be Johnny's obstacle here with Will. He then talks to Maddie, and Maddie agrees that Derek should go. She actually is on board with this. She thinks it's the right move, but she is not willing to promise that she is going to be voting Derek out, because she doesn't want to vote against Will and Paris. Because basically, Johnny can already see it coming. The vote could potentially be split. Allie and Liv vote to keep Kayla. Will and Paris vote to keep Derek, and then Maddie would be the deciding vote. And he's trying to get Maddie to promise him he will vote to evict Derek no matter what. And she says, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I can't be the deciding vote against Paris and Will. Paris is already mad at me for wanting to keep you in this house. She said I was being selfish. I can't keep pushing that envelope, but I am on board with you. I will back you up, and we will try to convince Will and Paris to do this, because I think this is the right move. So that's where they stand with that. Maddie says she would love to get to the final four with Paris, Maddie, with Paris, Will, and Johnny. And I think she's genuine with that. I think that in Maddie's mind, this is the best move for her, because she has a warped perspective of her own game. but also, like, it actually probably is, because if they take out Johnny and they bring in like Allie or Liv might take her spot as the person that's getting dragged to the end. Right. So it actually does kind of work out. They bond a little too. I feel like the Johnny Maddie relationship is starting to blossom a little more here. And Johnny is trying to do, and this is, again, Johnny's trying to do work to make sure that he has these individual relationships. He already has Will, obviously. Now he's trying to make sure that he has a special bond with Maddie, in order to set himself up past the triple if he does survive.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with all the points you just made. And I think if we had to take a look into Johnny's mind right now, his ideal final five is him with Paris, Maddie, Will, and with Olivia, which we will see come into play in a little bit. And I do agree. Once he gets to that five, he wants Paris out first, because once he gets Paris out, I genuinely think he believes that every other person there would take him in the event that he doesn't win that final HOH. So that is kind of where his head is at. I do think that for this week, it's imperative that he works on Paris more than anybody, because you only do need three votes. You really do only need three votes. And with knowing that the girls, Allie and Olivia, would vote to keep Kayla, that means that now more than ever, he needs those three to vote together, and or he needs at least one to make it happen. And Will is obviously the hardest one to go through there. Maddie is clearly willing to do it, but Maddie also doesn't want to be in Paris's crosshairs. So working on Paris is the most important move for Johnny to make right now. And as long as he's able to lock that in, he's good. So, and then lest the veto ruin his plans and Derek wins it, then we'll go back to the drawing board and see what happens. At that point, I think he'd just angle to get rid of Kayla, but we'll see.
Yes. The chat is dropping some terrible knowledge about Big Brother 17 right now, saying that Steve made a bad decision, comparing Maddie, Paris, and Will to the Aust twins, and saying that Steve made a mistake. No, Steve did not make a mistake. Come on, guys. And neither is Johnny in this situation, because there's something very valuable about a trio as a big target in the house, and that's why Johnny needs them there, and that's why Steve needed them there. So As we mentioned, Johnny then talks with Liv, and Liv is going to apologize for her lapse of judgment, she calls it. Mm-hmm. She says that she only one time, went against what she saw. She feels like she had a special relationship with Johnny, and she really messed it up by one time telling Dayla that yes, Johnny was coming after them. Other than that, she has not spilled any secrets, which for the most part is true, because we talked about how Liv was kind of drifting from Allie for a while. Yeah. But then she just kind of got caught up in Allie's wind, in Allie's storm. And so Liv is trying to repair this bond with Johnny here.
Yeah. And I mean, when you're stuck in Allie's storm, you kind of like, she's trying to get out now. And I think she's done a very, very admirable job of it, because she's made it very clear from the beginning that she is the person who just stays quiet and lets Allie take the reins. And she kind of reiterates that to Johnny last night by saying, she just cuts me every time I'm talking. She's overbearing. She's like very, very vocal. And I just kind of end up in the background. So I'm not saying all that much. And then Johnny asks her, well, did you tell her that my final three scenario was me, you, Erica? Olivia's like, no. And then Olivia was, and then he asked Olivia, well, would you take me to, like, if it's me, you, and Allie final two, would you immediately cut me? And Olivia says, no, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that I would immediately cut you, but I also want to be as honest as I can. So I'm not going to completely, definitely tell you that that's not going to happen. I'm just going to tell you that that is not set in stone for me.
Yes. He's talking about this. He's talking about this. If we get down to the finals, what would we do if we're in the final three? Is it an automatic decision? Liv is kind of adorable here. She's like, it would not be in something like, she keeps like losing words, like,
yeah,
which happens to me all the time. So I can appreciate this. She's really, she's talking to Johnny, and I think she's very genuine here. Johnny says, like, I feel like you're genuine, and like, all right, let me tell you something. And you're not going to tell Allie this, right? Like, you're not going to do this again to me, right? Allie told me the other day that you are difficult to work with. And that she wants me as her number one. And Liv just is just like, you know what? Like, that is frustrating, because like, I get frustrated with Allie too sometimes. Like, in that conversation, she was talking over me. She kept interrupting me. Like, that frustrated me. And Johnny was like, no, I saw that. I saw that. Like, the way that Allie like treats you and talks to you and talks about you, it's not good. So Olivia is really, I think, coming around to Johnny's side of this, and they're pointing out that, like, yeah, Allie is maybe not the best ally here.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like that is Johnny's side mission for the week, is to try and not necessarily form a complete crack, but start pulling Olivia in, like using these opportunities that he has to bring Olivia into his side more than Allie's side, in the event that he does get the outcome that he wants, which is to keep Olivia after this triple that supposedly was coming and now is coming. And he did use his information. Well, that's the thing with Johnny, where like, everyone had all this information spew out last night. Johnny's the one person that I can definitively say knows how to use his information effectively. Whether it's too little or too much, he knows exactly how much to put in there and how much which degree to use it to extract more information or answers that he needs and wants. And he did this flawlessly last night. I mean, I feel like it's not easy on the mind to go from on the block to HOH and then to be able to navigate all this stuff very, very, very easily, very well.
Yeah. And Johnny made a great point about why he trusts Liv a lot more than Allie. And it's like, he says, like, and when Liv was saying, like, Allie talks over me all the time, like, he's like, yeah, well, like, you just speak your mind and you're genuine and you don't always say the perfect thing, but I believe you when you talk. But Allie is always like, she's always twisting things and making it sound perfect. And and like it's just very clear. Like, even though Allie is saying the better thing in a conversation, it's just very clear that Liv is genuine in what she's saying all the time. Liv doesn't really lie a lot in the house, so it's very easy for Johnny to trust her. And I think that, again, if I'm looking at what Johnny's plan would be, obviously he's hoping that somebody like Will or Maddie wins the triple eviction HOH after Derek gets sent home, and that they put up Allie, Kayla, and Olivia. And then at that point, I guarantee you he will be pushing to try and save Olivia as the person that gets saved in the triple. Then he will be going after Paris, and then trying to get down to the end with some combination of Will, Maddie, and Liv. So that would be a Johnny's ideal scenario. So after this conversation, Allie has a conversation with Liv. Allie is still saying, I think we should put Johnny up in the triple. And Liv says, no, I don't think we should. I don't want to put Johnny up. And she does not reveal any of the anti-Allie talk that they had in the HOH, which confirms to me, at least for now, that Liv was genuine in that conversation and is on board with Johnny.
Yeah, I feel like that's the thing with Olivia, where you got to work with Olivia. You got to like play with her emotion. You got to make sure you're having connection with her, genuine connection. And I do think Johnny's been able to emulate that really well in this game generally, and specifically with Olivia. He's always had good rapport. And by having the conversation they had, she feels closer to him. She appreciates him. And moving forward, I think she's good with Johnny, and I don't think she's going to be the one person to, she's not going to be one of the people who would target him outright. So that's good for Johnny. I think that his final five scenario is exactly what we've put across here tonight, or today, rather, Jesus, 11 a.m. And moving forward now, again, it goes back to actions for the day is Paris. Paris is the key to everything that Johnny wants to happen. Although then we did get Derek going back to talk to Johnny as well. And Derek, I feel like if his name wasn't already a target, he really reveals way too much to Johnny. He tells them about his alliance with Jesse and Paris, the real deal that was revealed to Johnny, who was like, oh, all these alliances with names that I didn't know about. Cool. Okay, go on. And then Derek talks about his wicked social game and how he's been doing that and how he feels good about that, which all of this is just red flags on red flags for Johnny, obviously. But like, he already knew what he was doing. So this was just more fuel to the fire, so to speak.
Yeah, the tweet that I made about this conversation was literally Derek is digging his own grave here. He is spilling his entire game to Johnny, telling him about the real deal, and in all the while throwing Paris and Will under the bus, saying Paris, she was still with us after Jesse left. She was running information to us, but she was secretly with other people too. Paris is the cause of all of our ire. Paris is the worst. Paris. And he also says that, you know, Will, he's a great guy, but he's the biggest sheep in this house. He just runs to the HOH every week. Like, he's literally bad-mouthing the two people he needs this week to vote to keep him. And he's giving Johnny all of the ammunition that he needs. And Johnny, immediately after this conversation, runs right to Paris and says, so Derek was saying all this about you. What's up with this real deal thing? And Paris is like, oh, that was over when Jesse left. He's like, that's not what Derek said. He's really trying to make sure that he's trying to piss Paris off and get her mad at Derek more than Kayla, in order to get Derek out of the house. So that's really how the day ended. Johnny trying to enact this plan that we've been talking about throughout the update. It'll be interesting to see if Johnny is able to pull this off. Even if he does, the problem here is that this triple is so dangerous and so difficult to be safe in that, even if he pulls it off completely, he could still get a Kayla HOH win in the triple and he goes home. It's a tough spot for him. I think he's doing the best that he can here, and I really appreciate his plan.
Yeah, and I do think that he's been able to minimize, let's say if 7 out of the 8 people were gonna put him up, him not being included, he's brought that down to like a 2 out of 7 or even a 1 out of 7, which is already amazing in its own right. Like, obviously, there's going to be that one variance where he has to win the veto to be safe. Like, that's still on the table, will be on the table no matter what. However, I think his play now is pretty much just make sure Derek is the one to go, because that is the start of it. Once he gets that ball rolling, he'll be okay. He can minimize it. I think he'll be all right with going through with this plan. And honestly, there's no way for him specifically to be able to be in a situation where he's completely safe in the triple. The player of his stature with his resume right now, he is in a situation where, yeah, there's one or two people that he might have to win the veto to stay safe. And I think no matter what, Johnny being Johnny, he's going to gun for that veto. So even if he's completely safe, he's not going to back down to that battle. So he's just got to be ready for that. And then at the same time, just try and mend as many fences as he can here, solidify as many things as he can here. And honestly, his final five ideal, I feel like, is not impossible to create. So he's already got it pretty much. He just has to use this week to kind of let that marinate and bring them all together and just be ready for when it strikes on Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's become clear that Johnny is the best player in the house, but it's still going to be a very difficult road to the end. He's going to maneuver around some more of these twists. It'll be interesting to see if he manages it. I don't think there's a single person in the house that is safe from this triple. I think that depending on who wins HOH, and obviously then depending on who wins veto, every single person in this house has a pretty decent shot. I think it's actually pretty evenly spread out here as to like who goes home in the triple. I think Johnny's probably one of the more likely people to leave just because he is such a big target, and he obviously loses a ton of percentage points just not being able to play in the HOH. But other than that, I think it's pretty evenly spread out. I think that it literally could be anyone.
Yeah, and I think the safest people from either side, where if their side loses, they'll be going up. I think the safest person on each side to make it through the triple is Olivia and Maddie, where if they're on the block, they're still probably the easiest ones to save, or like the ones that'll be like, you know, quote unquote, easy to go through in the final five.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I think that the tricky part for Olivia is that I think Paris and Maddie would both prefer to see Olivia leave over Allie right now because they see Olivia as a bigger threat challenge wise. But I do think that Johnny will try and work on that and make sure that they know that Allie is the bigger strategic threat. And if it comes down to it, Johnny will try and work on making sure that Olivia stays over Allie. But I do think that right now they would try to target Olivia over Allie. But like I said, it could go either way. And I don't think there's a single person that's safe. I do agree. I think Maddie is probably the safest person in the house, but even then there are a decent amount of people that would love to see her go. crazy stuff. All right, so that is our update for today. We were almost an hour here, and we're just talking about a night because this is what happens. Good players against good players equals good feeds, and loving it, Puya.
Yeah, me too, man. I cannot speak highly enough of the feeds we've been getting the last week or so. And on the flip side, you know, obviously I frequent the internets, and I see the casuals do not like this season. They think it sucks. And to those casuals, if one of you ended up finding this podcast somehow, even though you're a casual, the feeds are where it's at this year, honestly. More than any other season, the feeds are where you want to be. Because like, if you're not looking at them, of course, you're not really a fan of what's going on. So,
yes. Stacked is asking a question. Do you think that Maddie would be loyal to Johnny, period, or only if Paris leaves? I don't think that Maddie would be loyal to Johnny with Paris in the house. I think that she recognizes that Paris is easier to beat in the end. And so as long as Paris is in the house, I think she will not choose Johnny over Paris, but she will not take a shot at Paris, at Johnny. I don't think. I do think she wants Johnny. I think in Maddie's mind, she does want to get to the final four with Paris, Will, and Johnny. At that point, I think she would I don't know. Maybe she might actually take a shot at Will at that point, thinking that both Johnny and Paris will take her to the final two. But you know, that's neither here nor there, because Maddie will probably not have much power in the house regardless.
Yeah. I mean, as she said herself, she's not going to be doing the choosing anytime.
Yes. She said that straight up. She was like, I don't really see myself being the person that's making those decisions, to be honest, which was, you know, pretty self-aware. Jeremy asks, is the crypt over or will a twist be in there later? I hope it's over. I mean, they already used it. They're not going to reuse it, are they? Right.
I assume it's done, especially we're getting to five. Like, what twist is going to come out in the five? I mean, I say that, then watch like a reset button show up somewhere. So it's not impossible, but I think it's over.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. This was a lot of fun. Another great, great morning update. Love doing these. So make sure you tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern, where we will update you again on everything happening on these wonderful feeds. And of course, check out my exit interview with Ryan. Very, very, very interested getting to talk to somebody that's going to be on the jury. I obviously have to be very careful to not influence him in any way. So I'm going to be complete robot mode. No reactions, just questions. And so that'll be very interesting. Make sure you check that one out. And of course, check out the Taran Show with June Song. And then upcoming this week, I spoke with Ben Driebergen, winner of Survivor Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers, or Triple H, as they call it. So make sure you check that one out. Very fun stuff there. And man, next week, are you coming to Boston, Puya? No, you're not, are you?
I am not, sadly. I will not be there. But I hope everyone has fun on my behalf.
Yes. Well, we will be in Boston doing some updates from Podcast House and all of that great stuff. So check out all of that stuff and subscribe to the podcast. You can follow us on Twitter. I am at Armstrong Taran, where you can get all of my lovely puppy dog gifts. Derek. And you can follow Puya at Puyaism. Thank you again so much for joining us. We will see you next time. Hello, everyone, and welcome to our latest exit interview for Big Brother Canada 6 on Rob Has a Podcast. I am Taran Armstrong, and today I will be speaking with Ryan, our first member of the jury, and I think I have him on the line now.
Hey, Taran.
Hello, Ryan. I have some questions for you here.
I bet.
Why do you think you were sent home this week?
Because Canada didn't have any vetoes left. I didn't win the veto. I mean, really, at the end of the day, I think it was a terrible move by the other house guests. I think sending me home when it was obvious that the appetite was always going to be there to send me home was a mistake. Keeping Johnny in the house is guaranteeing they're going to be in a rough spot going forward. Johnny has it in him to win out, I think. And as such, they had an opportunity to get rid of the biggest threat in the house, in my opinion, and they chose not to.
Who do you think was most responsible for the vote this week?
Johnny. Early in the week, it certainly seemed like he was ready to go and that he was thinking he was going and that the whole house was ready to send him out the door. And then he went to work, he put his work in, and he kept himself in the house and deserves all the credit for that.
How did it feel to be saved by Canada last week?
It's the most incredible feeling. I can't really capture it really in words. It was a validation that I was playing the game in a way that Canada enjoyed. And I was hoping to be able to make that last longer than the 7 days I did. And I hope they don't regret just keeping me in for 7 days because they lost Erica as a result.
What is going to be your philosophy as a juror?
Well, I guess first it's going to be a little sentimental. I'm not going to lie. If certain people are there, they won't get my vote. If other people are there, they will get my vote. But all in all, I think pride in your own game and being able to identify your moves is the biggest thing that I'll be looking for if that's not playing into it. If my vote is up for grabs, it will be certainly who is the most proud of their game. And at the same time, their game has to have had an impact. If you had zero impact on the game and you made it all the way to the finals, that doesn't mean you're going to get my vote.
Who are the people that you'd be more likely to vote for in the end?
I'd love to see Johnny make it all the way. I think he deserves to be there. He is far more than he shows even in a day-to-day basis inside the house. So I'd like to see Johnny get there so that I could vote for a deserving winner. For sentimental reasons, of course, I'd love to see Paris in the finals, because I think she's an incredible person, and I'd love to be able to vote for her if Johnny's not there.
What were your plans moving forward in the game if you had stayed this week?
If I had stayed this week, it would have meant that my alliances were shaky but real. I had one with Ali and Liv where they said they were absolutely voting for me, no problem. Then I had another one. It would have been Paris and Will. And so when I looked at it, there was only going to be 8 people left. And if those 4 were winning, they weren't going to put me on the block. And obviously, I wouldn't have put myself on the block because I don't have a brother to convince me to do so in the game. So I think at that point, I was looking pretty good. I would have seen who would have shaken out of the next week or so and ducked my head and stayed pretty quiet, because after 4 straight nominations, I think it would have been easy to put me on the block again.
Who would you have wanted to take to the end?
If I was going all the way to the end, I would have loved to sit next to Paris, because I think at this point, Paris is not so far in the game. I don't know that Paris is a threat to take home all the money. But again, for sentimental reasons, I would have taken her to the final just to sit next to her, because I think I'd like to see good things happen for that little kid.
Do you have any regrets in the game?
Of course. Anybody who plays the game and doesn't win has got to have regrets. But every decision I've ever made in my life led me to this conversation that we're having right now. So to... you can have regrets, but I think anybody who lingers on regret only ends up taking away potential for the future. So I try not to really think back. I would have rather not sent Andrew out of the house in week 2, obviously, because he was my best friend in the house at the time. And I wasn't interested in seeing him go home, but the prize on the veto really took care of the plan I had that would have kept him in the house.
Who do you think is playing the best game, and who do you think is playing the worst game?
I think Johnny's playing the best game and Kayla's playing the worst game.
What was the hardest part of playing this game to you?
When you're watching from a distance, you're seeing that, you know, it's a tidy 3 hours every week, or maybe 4 if it's a special 2-hour episode. And there's 164 other hours in the week. So living with these people was incredibly frustrating sometimes, from a tidiness standpoint, from a housekeeping standpoint, and from the other standpoints of, you know, Will just naps all day and is constantly getting yelled at for it, and yet it doesn't change his behavior. And then when someone else naps, he yells at them for napping. And it's like, some people's level of hypocrisy was a little much for me.
What was the best part of playing the game?
Playing the game at all. Walking in the door on day 1. I auditioned for this show every single season. I was first in line 3 times to audition. And so getting to be a part of it at all is the best part for me. The fact that the game came back for another season and that I was able to play it was the best part for me. Everything in the game is situational. And so you can't, you know, I had some incredible highs and some incredible lows, and I don't think I would trade it for the world. The experience as a whole is the best part, is the idea that I got to do it at all.
Okay, that's all I've got. Thank you so much, Ryan.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Okay, and there we have it from Ryan. Make sure you stay tuned. I will be live tomorrow morning and every morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything happening, continuing to happen in this Big Brother Canada 6 house. And Rob will, of course, be back to recap the Monday night episode after it airs on Monday night. And then don't miss the LFC Roundtable podcast Tuesday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, where we will talk about everything going on, update the stock watch, and make predictions for the rest of the week and beyond. So thank you everyone for joining us on this very special exit interview. I'll see you next time.